11C, Exercise 3, page 94. Speaker 1.
I'm a good swimmer and I train 5 times a week. I've won quite a lot of local events and I'm competing in the national championship this year. My coach keeps saying that the national is the first step on the road to the Olympics, but I don't really know if that's possible for me. I mean, I've got talent and I'm improving all the time, but let's be realistic. How many people make it as Olympic swimmers? There are loads of talented athletes out there, all competing for just a few spaces on the British Olympic team. And if I don't make the team, there's not much chance I can make a living through sport alone. There's no funding for people who are almost Olympic standard, but never quite made it.
Speaker 2.
I had never enjoyed sports lessons at school, and I led quite a sedentary lifestyle. But about a year ago, I decided to start exercising in order to control my weight. However, I soon discovered that exercise had more benefits than just helping me shed a few kilos and improve muscle tone. After a few months of attending martial arts classes, my anxiety disorder began to improve, and my self-confidence increased. Perhaps it was partly because I had reached a healthy weight, but I think it was more than that. People say martial arts is a way of life, and I believe that. It's not just about learning how to beat your opponent, although I can't deny that self-defense is an important aspect. But what I really love about it is that it teaches you respect, both for others and for yourself.
Speaker 3.
I've always been a huge rugby fan, and I used to play with the local under-19s. I quit a few months ago, though, because I didn't really get along with the rest of the team. Don't get me wrong, we didn't argue or anything. They were nice guys. But I always felt a little uncomfortable around them. To me, it's really important that a sports team works as a unit, both on and off the pitch. And I just felt like I didn't belong in that group. I really missed the game, though. I still work out at the gym. I know how important exercise is for decreasing the risk of heart disease, which runs in my family. But it doesn't compare to the thrill of being out on the pitch, fighting tooth and nail to win. Maybe I should have tried harder to fit into the team. That way, I'd still be playing now.
Speaker 4.
I've been training as a gymnast since I was 5 years old, and I've won a lot of competitions. My instructor believes I've got what it takes to compete internationally, maybe even at the Olympics. It would be an amazing achievement, but I'm not sure it's worth the cost. I already train pretty hard, but I don't feel like it affects my life in any major way. If I compete in bigger events, I'll have to change a few things, though. It'll be necessary to train for longer hours. Risk of injury will be higher, and I'll need to follow a really strict diet. Also, professional gymnasts are more prone to stiff joints and low bone density when they're older. I'm still a teenager, but I'm not sure that I want to sacrifice my social life now and my health later for the chance of winning a few medals.
Speaker 5. I'm a marathon runner and a triathlon athlete. It's not just a hobby for me, or a way to raise money for charity. It's a lifestyle. I train every day for several hours, and I don't take days off. I fly all over the world to take part in events, and I very often win. I've got this picture on my bedroom wall. It says, "Whatever it takes." I guess it's my motto because I've given up a lot to be where I am today, but I don't regret any of it. People sometimes ask me if I want a family or my own business, like a lot of my old school friends. But I tell them, you can't miss something you've never had. Running, swimming, and cycling, sport is my life. It's what I do. And I'll stop at nothing to be the best. Whatever that takes.